l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Mil-ġimgħa, is-26 ta' Marzu, l-użu tal-maskri fil-ħwienet, inklużi s-supermarkets, mhumiex aktar bżonjużi. Qed jittieħed dan il-pass waqt li l-Istat qed inaqqas ir-restrizzjonijiet wara li t-trasmissjoni tal-virus tal-COVID-19 fost in-nies fil-komunità kienet eliminata. In-nies fl-Istat ta' Victoria jista' jkollhom sa 100 viżitatur f'darhom u m'għandhomx għalfejn jilbsu l-maskri aktar fil-ħwienet. Din hija l-akbar bidla kbira fit-tnaqqis tar-restrizzjonijiet minndu bdiet il-pandemija. L-Aġent Premier ta' Victoria, James Merlino, ħabbar li mill-ġimgħa is-26 ta' Marzu mis-6 ta' filgħaxija l-quddiem, in-nies jista' jkollhom sa 100 viżitatur f'darhom waqt li ġemgħat ta' nies barra jistgħu jirdupjaw minn 100 għal 200. Merlino jgħid li l-ilbis tal-maskri mhux meħtieġ aktar fil-biċċa kbira tal-postijiet. Huwa jgħid li l-maskra għandha tibqa' tinġar għax hemm ftit eċċezzjonijiet fejn għandha tkompli tintlibes. Trid tkompli tintlibes fuq it-trasport pubbliku, f'karozzi meta tivvjaġġa ma' oħrajn, barranin, taxis, fid-djar tal-kura tal-anzjani, sptarijiet u ajruporti. F'ambjent tal-ħwienet m'hemmx għalfejn tilbes il-maskra.
Masks will no longer be required to be worn in retail settings. You'll continue to need to carry your mask, wear your mask on public transport, on rideshare and taxis, at aged care and hospital settings at the airport, but in retail settings you no longer need to wear your mask.
Stadiums ta' l-sports ser ikunu jistgħu joperaw b'75% tal-kapaċità tagħhom. Il-limitu ta' nies jaħdmu fi spazji tax-xogħol se jitneħħew u minflok ikun hemm limitu ta' persuna waħda kull 2 metri kwadri. Ħaddiema fis-servizz pubbliku ser ikunu meħtieġa li jerġgħu lura fl-uffiċċju tal-anqas 30 fil-ġimgħa. U l-uffiċjal mediku ewlieni fil-Viktorja, Brett Sutton, semma wkoll id-dibattitu dwar is-sikurtà tal-vaċċin tal-AstraZeneca. Huwa jgħid li fil-verità it-tilqima tal-AstraZeneca ingħatat lil miljuni ta' nies wara ħafna testijiet. Jgħid li m'hemmx sinjali li tista' toħloq blood clots. Infatti instab li dawk li ħadu din it-tilqima kellhom anqas ċans li jkollhom xi problemi tad-demm.
The reality is AstraZeneca vaccine has been given to tens of millions of people. It's been given to hundreds of thousands of people in clinical trials. With regard to overall risk of clotting or bleeding, there are no signals that suggest that it's more likely to cause it. In fact, the European review suggested that people who'd received the vaccine were less likely to have bleeding or clotting disorders. There are reports of a very rare clotting disorder that is still being watched, and again, that's part of our robust surveillance system, that we will dig into any data in relation to that to see if any signals emerge in Australia.
Sadattant timijiet ta' l-għajnuna medika australjana edin jibatu professjonisti tas-saħħa australjani f'Papua New Guinea biex jgħinu l-pajjiż ġar tal-Australja jiġġieled kontra l-imxija tal-COVID-19. Il-kap ta' tim Dr. Mark Little jgħid li it-tim se jipprovdi kważi 8,000 doza ta' l-AstraZeneca l-Papua New Guinea flimkien ma' għajnuna oħra. Huwa jgħid li hemmhekk is-sitwazzjoni hija kera bin-numru ta' każi jikber u ma jistgħux ilaħħu jikkuraw in-nies bil-virus.
I think this is really serious. I'm very proud to be an Australian and to see the Australian responding so well as a whole of government. Papua New Guinea is a resource poor country and has a fragile health system. And any crisis can put incredible pressure on their health system. There are a limited number of doctors and nurses who are very good, and we were very impressed with the skills of the doctors and nurses that we met when we were there last year. But it's a very fragile system that is going to come under incredible pressure. And we've seen what's happened in the UK and the United States and Europe and even in Victoria when large numbers of people get this disease.
Għal miżuri ta' saħħa u support b'rispons għal COVID-19 bil-Malti, żur sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
trittis maktar steja bħaldin, isma fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.